after the war, there were people that were saying in newspapers and, you know, just around that Jews were not patriotic, that they didn't fight for their country. One famous example of this is Mark Twain, who wrote in his, you know, wonderful style that they're wonderful civil servants, but they have a tendency to sort of shy away from the real patriotic duty. That's not a quote. That's a paraphrase. This apparently got a fellow in Washington, D.C., a lawyer named Simon Wolf, so upset that he commissioned a study, which turned into a book, that talked about not just the Jewish presence in the Civil War, but all of the American wars from the start of the country's founding. So the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, took him years, exhaustive research, and he found thousands of Jews based on, you know, war records, and presented this to Mark Twain, and Twain, to his credit, recanted. So that was a pretty big watershed moment. You know, there were Jewish slave owners, there were Jewish slave traders. There were also many Jews that came to the South and the North as recent immigrants. They were fleeing persecution from Central Europe. Some were fighting within months of arriving. And I think there's, you know, one story in particular of Adolf Proskauer, who came to Mobile, Alabama, and he had never felt so welcome. And the other side of that is that, you know, the Jews were no longer the bottom of the totem pole. You know, just to mix all my metaphors there, that when they came, you know, their skin color was lighter, and so they were not looked at as the bottom. You know, coming to a new country and being treated well as compared to where you've been treated before, and then you hear there's a war and someone is attacking this new country of yours where you've been treated so well, you might tend to fight for that country.
The film spends some time looking at Jews from the standpoint of the Union Army. If you could tell us just a little bit about that.
Well, there are two things that come to mind immediately. One was that up until the Civil War, there were no Jewish chaplains. There were no chaplains outside of the Christian faith. And with 7,000 Jews fighting and being injured and dying and needing the comfort of a, you know, spiritual guide, not having that was problematic. And so over the course of years, really, and through Congress and slight changing of words, and ultimately the support of President Lincoln, that is when the first Jewish chaplain began service. The other story, which to me really was the most shocking, was something called General Orders Number 11. General Grant, December 17, 1862, he issued an order expelling all the Jews from the territory under which he controlled, which comprised Tennessee, Kentucky, and portions of Mississippi. And essentially, it was, get out. You've got 24 hours. All the Jews, get out. You know, when I first heard about it, it was here, this happened, General Grant. It was just sort of mind-boggling. The leader of the Jewish community of Paducah is urged by the rabbis to go to see President Lincoln. So it takes a few weeks. He gets to Washington. And in fact, Lincoln apparently instantly overturns the order and recognizing that this is, you know, not something that will stand in the United States and its principles. It's unconstitutional. And then the order is overturned. After the war and in 1868, when General Grant ran for president in the campaign, this letter came out. He never denied it, but he said it was written in haste. And really for the rest of the campaign and his presidency, he really was trying to atone for that letter for years. Apparently, according to presidential scholars or American scholars, he was one of the most friendly presidents to the Jewish community of the U.S. Up until that point.
Since the film's release and audiences having learned and heard these stories for the very first time, it's really started, I'm sure, some very interesting conversations.
And people just are constantly talking to me about their families fighting in the Civil War. I mean, my experience is my families came to the U.S. basically in the 20th century, the majority after World War II. So having this sort of long Jewish presence here in the U.S. and having people come up and tell me about that is it's nice to hear.